When I drive with Uber, I can rent a Tesla from Hertz, so I don't have to worry about the wear and tear on my car. It's nicer for my riders and for me.
Uber, earn like a boss.
Sign up to earn today at uber.com/boss.
Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials? Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's show is brought to you by bagofvermin.net. Tired of having to buy all your vermin a la carte? Sick of rising vermin prices? Then check out bagofvermin.net. All the disease-carrying rodents and insects you could want at prices you won't believe. And use offer code FRIENDSAIN'TVERMIN to receive an extra bag of stoats for 50% off. Bagofvermin.net. Get your vermin. Let's start the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. The Friends podcast that recaps each and every episode of the show Friends, one by one. Each episode of this show is a recap of an episode of Friends. So let's go and listen and meet my friends, the Friends. Let's go do it. It is a long theme, huh?
Very long.
All right. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends. That we are back again, once again in Los Angeles doing the show. It's me, and I'm joined by Pat Byrne, producer on the show.
MMFLA, the future's unwritten.
It is true, and I appreciate that you're here, and we are going to do a recap of Season 4, Episode 2, The One with the Cat. Now, this episode was written by Jill Condon and Amy Tooman and was directed by Shelley Jensen, and this one aired on October 2nd of 1997. That's how long ago we're talking. And the plot of this episode, Joey and Chandler agree to sell their oversized entertainment center, but they have a hard time selling it. Then Joey tries to sell it to somebody and he gets robbed because he gets tricked into climbing inside of it. Monica goes out with Rachel's high school prom date, Chip, but realizes that Chip hasn't matured since high school. Ross and Rachel continue to bicker about their breakup. Phoebe finds a cat and is convinced it's her reincarnated mother. And no one has the heart to tell Phoebe except Ross. And this episode is a good one, another good one. Yeah, I would say in this one, I'm a little disappointed, though, that they make Phoebe a little dumber than maybe she would normally be. She's saying that this cat is her mother, and she wants to believe. I understand it's the idea of believing, even if it doesn't seem like it's the most logical thing, but she's looking for comfort and belief, and I understand that, but they're still, nonetheless, they're making the character a little dopey. In this one, I think Joey's really funny in this one, and Chandler is good, and I love the Ross and Rachel bickering. There's some good fighting between them in this one. Where are you on this episode, Pat?
Tom, this is a great one. I know, you know, from memory, this one very well. It's the one with the chipper, and Monica refers to Chip's motorcycle. She's surprised to see it, and she's like, "Oh, that's we used to call." She's like, "Oh, you still ride the chipper, right?" And mm-hmm. then he's like, "What?" And like they had given them that nickname. So her and her friends gave the bike that nickname in high school. He was unaware of it. That was a funny moment.
Because it's like a chopper, but a chipper. Because a guy named Chip is riding.
And so she finally gets to ride it, and it, you know, the date's mm-hmm. disappointing. I remember this one pretty well. Yeah,
you remember it
Yeah.
Did you, because last time you did not watch the...
Right, yeah, I mentioned that these were now off of Netflix, which, you know, we could always talk about more, maybe get some listener mail about it. That might be fun.
No, well, that's yeah, I'm sure that could be fun, but it's not the goal here necessarily.
Right. I mean, it's something.
Last time you didn't watch because they were not on Netflix like they had been, but now I actually gave you money,
right,
to
true
purchase them directly, yeah, from iTunes. That, yeah, way you'd be up to speed. And
you did.
I did. I know. I did. And where did you buy them, like I had given you money to do?
Not yet. Here's what's going on. Well, no, here's what's going on. I'm still trying to plant my feet on the ground, figure out where I am, what neighborhoods, what's going on.
Yeah.
What's the streets?
In Los Angeles, because you're from New Jersey. You're not out here.
Listen, I'm going full in. I'm putting all the chips in for MMFLA. And here's what I did. Here's what I did with part of that money, Tom. I just put down on a place off of Ventura?
Ventura.
Ventura. Mm-hmm. Is it a boulevard?
It is Ventura Boulevard.
Ventura Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I'm right off of that.
Great.
I'm in the main drag. Okay. There's a lot of Thai restaurants.
There are.
And some donut places and stuff.
Yep.
It's all very exciting, and I'm learning the landscape. I'm gonna take... they needed like a deposit, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take whatever I earn from going forward towards... first of all, I was going to offer to pay you back, but then... No.
The show can cover that, and that's okay. That's the point of me giving you the money.
Well, listen,
it was not a suggestion.
When I
gave you the money,
when I get internet, then I'm going to use iTunes to download these episodes.
Okay. Well, of course.
Yeah.
All I'll say is, and I'm not mad.
That's fine.
I'm not mad. I just asked you to do a thing, and you're saying a whole lot about how you're all in and everything,
right,
and I just would appreciate if you were all in, then you would maybe watch the episode of Friends that you are here to discuss with me, because that's the actual show. The show is not you and your place on Ventura Boulevard.
Yes.
But
is it Ventura or Ventura?
Today's show is brought to you by bagofvermin.net.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos.
Does that. Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. Don't just settle for a car. Buy one you know you'll love. CarMax has upfront pricing and an unbeatable love it or return it 30-day money-back guarantee. Up to 1,500 miles. So you can shop with confidence and spend 30 days falling in love with your next car. And the way you feel behind the wheel. That's car buying reimagined. Start shopping now to find a car you'll love at CarMax.com.
These days, it's hard to make ends meet with the rising cost of vermin. Cockroaches, termites, bed bugs, mosquitoes, rats. The prices just keep rising on bulk purchases. And the quality control has also plummeted. How are you supposed to obtain large amounts of disease-carrying pests? That's where bagofvermin.net come in. They've got all your vermin needs, from sables to moths. And the quality level is off the charts. These little buggers will definitely poison any ecosystem. Use offer code FRIENDSAIN'TVERMIN to receive an extra bag of stoats for 50% off. Bagofvermin.net. Get your vermin! So...
Am I saying it wrong? Is it Ventura or Ventura? Is it like Ace Ventura or is it Ventura?
Just say Ventura.
Okay. How about this? Give me a grace period. Let's say I'm
I thought I did.
I'm in the middle of the grace period.
I thought I did. Okay, here's the grace period. Next episode.
So the next time we record, I'm caught up. I've downloaded something off of
and watched, and you're ready to discuss.
All right. Well, I'll see it somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends first. Don't have one for this one. This This was one of the ones without a friend's first that I could detect. That's fine. They can't all have friends first.
Might have been the first motorcycle on Friends.
Might have, though. I need to be... Whatever.
I could
Friends fun fact. Yeah.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
In this one, an interesting fun Friends fact is that David Schwimmer is actually allergic to cats. Because he had a cat. The cat was that he had to apologize to because Rachel was like, maybe you should apologize to Phoebe's mother. And then Ross has to go, I'm so, like, he did that. So that was a fun Friends fact. The let's do the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
So this is one. This is an episode that has some pretty juicy Ross and Rachel fighting in it, which is some people's favorite parts of the show is when they're bickering, and I love it too because the actors are great at it. So I give this episode 8 out of 10 Friends because it's really, it's fun. The Ross and Rachel stuff is fantastic. I do like Chandler and Joey in it, especially there's like an alternate universe Chandler and Joey when they're trying to unload the, here's a Friends first for this one. Here we go. Friends first.
Friends first.
It's the first one that we see the canoe in. That's in their apartment. There you go. There's a Friends first. So we got that in.
I'm surprised. I thought it would have been there sooner.
Yeah, well, that's when they tried to do the thing for the console. They ended up with the canoe. Right?
Yeah, but the white dog is there, right, by this point?
The dog's there. The Laurel and Hardy pictures on the wall. The Moe, Larry, and Curly statues are there.
Do you think they had to pay the estate of Laurel and Hardy for the use of that photo in the background?
Probably had to clear it at some point, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to rank the Friends on this one. I'm going to go Rachel, Ross, Joey, Chandler, Monica, Phoebe. And I'm putting Phoebe last, not because of her. She did what she could with the material, didn't love the material. And that is another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. And I want to thank everybody for listening and tell you that we will be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. Stay tuned. We're doing them. We're back. Season 4. And we will have more fun for you in the near future. So hang tight and enjoy Meet My Friends, the Friends. Thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks to Josh Cantor for doing the theme music on that. I forgot to mention that in the last episode, but thanks to him for doing that. And seriously, you got to watch the episode for the next one.
Okay. No, yeah, I mean...
It just makes it so hard.
But you get that there was an acclimation that I needed to...
No, I understand that, yeah. But an episode of Friends is also 21 minutes long. It's not asking the world for you to watch.
It's partly that
time you spent talking about whether it was Ventura or Ventura...
That was wrong.
That was like the length of an episode of Friends. You could have very well just watched an episode of Friends.
I admit that was wrong. I just don't want to sound like an idiot out here.
It's
just
fine.
Do you know what I mean?
It's fine.
Like, I just don't want to sound like a...
Yeah. You don't.
Okay.
But you know...
Do people say water or water?
The show's a priority.
Okay.
You don't come across the country...
You're right. I came out here for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's tighten it up. That's all. Thank you. It'll be great.
Okay.